U.S. has condemned the Syrian president's remarks about his will to continue to fight against terrorists in his country. Now, State Department spokesman Mark Toner said that Assad is, quote, deluded if he thinks that there's a military solution to the war in Syria. Bashar Assad has promised to retake the whole country from extremist groups while stressing that he supports negotiations to end the five-year conflict. Assad, however, warned that retaking the country could take a long time. Now, Syria's president also urged European countries to stop giving cover to terrorists. And Anthony Hall, who is a professor at Lethbridge University, says that Washington wants to bring chaos and destruction to Syria like it did in Libya.
U.S. decides who should be rulers of countries. They regularly kill and eliminate, like Allende in Chile, Sukarno in Indonesia, Lumumba in Congo, our Benz in Guatemala. It's time the U.S. Stopped to think that it decides who is the legitimate rulers. The Syrian people are clearly behind. The vast majority of Syrian people are behind Bashar al-Assad, and he is facing down a tremendously aggressive, ruthless enemy willing to deploy terrorists and mercenary soldiers. We were told that it was a civil war within Syria. It was no such thing. The United States has just got to get some grip on reality. You know, Bashar Assad is standing for the principles of international law and human rights. If you want to see what the United States has in mind for Syria, look at Libya. And look at Libya and the masses of people coming out of Libya running for their lives, and the masses of people coming out of Syria. The idea is to wreck places, shatter places,